Welcome to the Texas Financial Advisory Show. I'm Mark Elliott here with Brooklyn Chandler Willie. Brooklyn, the president and CEO of Texas Financial Advisory. Offices in San Antonio, New Braunfels, and Victoria. And if you'd like to find out more, you can always go to the website, TexasFinancialAdvisory.com, TexasFinancialAdvisory.com. And of course, when you think about what we do here on this program, we talk about retirement. Because Brooklyn and the team at Texas Financial Advisory work in the retirement world. They're also independent. It's Brooklyn's company. There's no board of directors in San Antonio, Dallas, Houston, Chicago, New York telling her what she has to do. No brokerage house, no insurance company, none of that. It's Brooklyn's company. So they're independent. That's important. She operates under the fiduciary standard, morally, legally, ethically obligated to do what is in your best interest, and then put retirement planning in there as well as the main gist of what Texas Financial Advisory does. Now we're down to 7% of financial advisors around the country. This is a nice niche. If you're going to talk with somebody about retirement, you should talk to somebody that actually works in the retirement world. All that being said, Brooklyn, welcome. How are things at Texas Financial Advisory?
Well, things are well, Mark. Thanks for asking.
Well, good. They're busy. That's always a positive. Today, we're going to be talking about some questions you need to ask yourself about how prepared you are for retirement. And I think this will be an informative show without question, because Brooklyn, I would guess when people come in for the first time and sit down with you and the team at Texas Financial Advisory, it's really about money, I would think. It's about income. I've got to replace that money that's no longer coming in because my paychecks have stopped. I'm in voluntary unemployment because I'm retired. Is that true? I mean, it kind of starts with income?
Definitely, right? You've got to replace the paycheck. And so it's been an interesting journey in the last decade of seeing how people have approached retirement and their mindset. And, you know, really, I think people are looking more towards making work optional. They want to retire if they're tired of working, but a lot of folks want to keep working, but more for the fun of it. And so I see a lot of people kind of in their early 50s, late 50s, that they're sitting here going, you know, I don't know. I don't really have this hard and fast. I'm going to retire when I'm 60 or 65. But if I do, I want to be prepared because, in essence, I want to make work optional. I want to be able to replace my income that I get currently, but using my investments versus having to be an employee for somebody. So, you know, I think that's kind of the new mindset of people as they're approaching retirement. And maybe that's because we just rarely see pensions anymore. And so I think when people were that had pension options, they, you know, let's say you started working at the company in your 30s and that's laid out as an employee benefit, that kind of set the timeline for you for how long you were going to work because you knew you were eligible for your pension at, say, 60 or 65 or something like that. And since we've lost that, in essence, people are having to kind of set their own rule of when they want to retire.
Glad you're with us for the Texas Financial Advisory Show. Brooklyn Chandler Willie, the president and CEO of Texas Financial Advisory. And if you've never sat down with anybody that can help guide you when it comes to that plan, that strategy for your retirement, we're going to give you that opportunity today to sit down with Brooklyn and the team. It's 844-832-7469, 844-TFA-SHOW. There's no cost, there's no obligation, there's no pressure for this. Sit down with Brooklyn and the team. You can sit down with her in San Antonio, New Braunfels, or Victoria. But when we're talking about the next 20, 30 plus years of your life, this might be one of the more important phone calls you make. 844-832-7469. So talking about the income sources, so pension would be great if we had it. Most of us don't, but still some do. Social Security, we've got to make the right decisions. We'll talk about that. But I suppose there's stock paying dividends. There is the fact that we always hear you've got a 401k. It's not a pension. That means you need to roll that 401k to an IRA to help you set up maybe an income source or something like that. There's fixed indexed annuities you can use to create income. Real estate would be another way to create income. Do people use a lot of different sources trying to create that income?
Sure. And again, it's all about the most bang for your buck. And so there's no silver bullet when it comes to generating that income, but there are vehicles that are better suited for income than others, right? So we can actually give you a measuring stick. And so many of those options you mentioned, such as real estate, self-directed IRAs, annuities, private placements, you know, income dividend stock, those are set up in a manner that will produce some sort of income stream, but they differ in what type of income. Some are guaranteed and some are maybe income. But again, Mark, I find that it's a combination of those vehicles that give clients the best overall income picture, if you will, in retirement. Another tool that has become really useful for clients, again, this is not like a new tool, but it's just changed within the products, is actually leveraging life insurance as income. And I know you're probably thinking right now, oh God, let's change the channel. Don't want to hear her try and sell some life insurance. And that's not what I'm trying to do at all. But these life insurance companies, you got to think about this, the fact that there's 10,000 people every single day that have reached their full retirement within Social Security. So be it 66, 67 years of age. Well, all of those people more than likely have stuffed a bunch of money into their 401ks, their savings plans, or 403bs, and they've not paid the tax on those accounts yet, but they're sitting here going, well, I don't need life insurance anymore. That's just a bill that I don't want to pay. So they've canceled their policies, their term policies or their permanent policies. So these insurance companies are going, hey, how do we get a piece of the pie here? Got trillions of dollars in these retirement accounts. We want at that money. And so they're leveraging the power within the life insurance policies to provide a tax-free income for you while you're alive. And then, of course, the tax-free death benefit when you pass away. So that has been really, I would say, probably within the last 3 years, so cool to watch the advancement. I don't know if it's really cool to watch an advancement of a financial product, but the changes within these products to be able to be more fair to the investor. And so a lot of times we call them an investment insurance contract because we're using them more for the investment purpose than the insurance, but they happen to have a death benefit on it as well. And there's a couple companies in the state of Texas, products that are offered in the state of Texas, Mark, that death benefit, you could actually access it while you're alive if you needed it for home health care or long-term care. And so, you know, again, it's just a tool. It's not where you'd want to put everything, but it is definitely a way to leverage your assets to generate some tax-free income during retirement. The key here is to know our exit strategy, and I feel like that's something that we do a really good job with our clients to be able to explain why we were putting money into this and how we're getting money back out at the account and what's the benefits to that. So if you'd like the opportunity to kind of, again, just see what else is out there, you know, get a second opinion on what you're currently doing and just see maybe there's a better fit with your investment vehicles than what you have been doing in the past. We've opened up an opportunity for our first 10 callers that have saved $250,000 or more for retirement to have an opportunity to come in and sit with myself or one of my advisors here at Texas Financial Advisory. There's no cost, no obligation to this consultation. So if you'd like to take advantage of that, the number is 844-832-7469. That's 844-TFA-SHOW. As always, you can visit my website, texasfinancialadvisory.com. You can actually make your appointment there if you would like, if it's easier for you. That's texasfinancialadvisory.com.
Brooklyn Chandler Willey, the president and CEO of Texas Financial Advisory. I'm Mark Elliott. Glad you're with us today for Texas Financial Advisory Show. We're talking about some questions you need to ask yourself about how prepared you are for retirement. So we start with income, because that's kind of where it all starts when it comes to retirement planning. You've got to have income to replace those paychecks that are no longer coming in. Where's it going to come? Pensions, Social Security, certainly. Maybe it's the real estate. Maybe it's a fixed index annuity to give you some guaranteed income. You're kind of creating your own pension in a way with that. Stock paying dividends and the like. And Brooklyn, of course, throughout life insurance, there's a lot of different ways. It's what makes the most sense for you. Well, most of us, though, we've said, Brooklyn, certainly on the show, that most people do not have a pension today, but most of us will be getting Social Security. This decision is a big decision. How do you go about helping your clients at Texas Financial Advisory make that decision on when and how to take Social Security?
Well, again, just like in any decision that we help our clients make, it's individualized. It's based upon their current situation, their income, earning capacity, their age, what other assets they'd use in lieu of Social Security. So there is strategies involved with drawing Social Security, just like there is with any sort of investment. And so it's not just simply logging on to the Social Security website and getting your statement and then electing your Social Security. So a lot goes into it. And if you'd like a guide just for yourself, we've created a white page, as you mentioned, Mark, and that is free to you if you'd like to have it right now. All you have to do is text our number, which is 844-832-7469. And in the message line, just type security. And again, that number is 844-832-7469. And the word that you need to put in the message is simply security. And we will send you a white page that is a short read of the what, when, who, how of making your Social Security decisions guide for you. And so I think that that's a nice place to start for clients to just kind of clear up the cobwebs and the chaos when it comes to understanding Social Security. I find that, you know, of course, we've got all these answers with the internet, right? And you can diagnose your health and learn how to perform brain surgery and change the oil in your car and totally remodel a home on the internet. And so, of course, why not go try and plan our financial future on the internet? So I see people going there and typing in questions and getting kind of bad information and really marketed in a way that they're not getting something that's truly customized to them. So we've created a lot of these white pages to give you just a clear education as when it comes to some of these topics so that you feel confident when you do talk to your advisor or when you come in and interview myself or my firm or your interviewing advisors. You know, again, I've said it time and time again, Mark, I find that the people that are the most successful when it comes to managing their money, investing their money, holding on to their money, having the best lifestyle are those that work with an advisor, but it's finding the right advisor for you and for your family. And that's why we always encourage people to interview and understand who's going to be the best fit for you when it comes to mapping out how you want your money to be managed and your income stream and all of that good stuff.
So again, if you'd like to learn more about Social Security for you and your family and making the right decision, you can certainly sit down with Brooklyn. But right now she's offering the opportunity to get a white paper on Social Security. All you have to do is text the word security to 844-832-7469. Now, the white paper is titled What, When, Who, How, the Social Security Decisions Guide. So it'll be a lot of useful information for you, no question. Might even open your eyes a little bit about to the decisions that go with Social Security. So again, text the word security to 844-832-7469, and they'll send that white paper out right out to you on Social Security. Today, we're talking about questions you need to ask about how prepared you are for retirement. We're going to talk about another big concern of retirees, that is healthcare. That's where we're headed next. Stay with us. This is the Texas Financial Advisory Show with Brooklyn Chander-Willey, the president and CEO of Texas Financial Advisory.
When was the last time you set an alarm clock for your day off from work? Oh, a day off from work. But wait, in just the next couple days, your alarm's gonna go off and it's back to the grind. What if every day could feel like your day off from work? It can, but you should start making plans today. I'm Brooklyn Chandler-Willey, CEO of Texas Financial Advisory, and I'm your every day can be your day off retirement professional. We can help you make plans to have the income you need to retire and stay retired. Imagine waking up every morning without an alarm. Is it your day off? It sure feels like it. If that's the kind of retirement you want, call your everyday can be your day off advisor right now at 844-TFA-SHOW. We will help you put together a TFA financial freedom roadmap so you can have that day off feeling every day of the week. Call 844-TFA-SHOW right now.
Investment advisory services offered through Global Financial Private Capital, LLC, an SEC registered investment advisor. Glad you're with us today for the Texas Financial Advisory Show. I'm Mark Elliott here with Brooklyn Chander-Willey, the president and CEO of Texas Financial Advisory offices in San Antonio, New Braunfels, and Victoria. You can definitely find out more on their website about Brooklyn and her team. Find out about workshops, the live events she puts on, TexasFinancialAdvisory.com, TexasFinancialAdvisory.com. Today we're talking about questions you need to ask yourself to really kind of determine how prepared you are for retirement. We started with income. because you do have to replace the paychecks that are no longer coming in when you hit retirement. You're basically in voluntary unemployment. So where's your money going to come to make up for the loss of the paycheck? Is it going to be, are you lucky enough to have a pension? You've got to make the right decision with Social Security, without a doubt. But there are other ways, life insurance. There are fixed index annuities. That you can create your own pension using those. There's just real estate, stock paying dividends. There's a lot of different ways to create some income. What makes the most sense for you and your situation? Certainly is our number one question. We've got to create income for ourselves in retirement. Now, the other challenge, if the number one fear of retirees is not dying, it's actually outliving their money. Don't want to be 90 and your money ran out at 85. That would be not a good situation, obviously. But if that's 1A, fear amongst retirees, fear of outliving their money, then a 1B today, Brooklyn, is now healthcare, long-term care expenses, that whole medical world, because at any time we could have a heart attack, a stroke, Alzheimer's, dementia. We've all know people that have dealt with cancer and that. I mean, there are so many challenges that we might face. We just don't know if we will or not. How important is it to have a plan for the healthcare side of things in retirement?
I think it's almost more important than the income plan, to be honest, because health is wealth. I mean, we really all, I'm guilty of taking my health for granted, but man, when I've been with clients that have got that sudden diagnosis, or, you know, 1 year they're just as fit and healthy as can be, and then something happens. I had a client that went overseas and had to get a bunch of the vaccines because of the wherever he was going, like in Africa or something like that. And he had like an allergic reaction to those vaccines, and it turned into like a within his lymphatic system, this allergic reaction, and it's really compromising his health. Again, I mean, who would have known? So when we talk about healthcare, that is huge, right? I mean, we talk about health insurance, we talk about long-term care, we talk about things that are covered, things that aren't covered, and just really having an idea of what the cost associated with it, because we want to maintain your health, which costs money to maintain your health, to stay healthy, eat healthy, work out, do the acupressure and the acupuncture and the yoga and things like that that you can't put on your insurance cards. But then there's the big expense of like home health care or long-term care, that if there's not a plan, really you've really created a lot of problems for your family. When I talk about long-term care and home health care and being able to provide for those expenses, if you had some sort of chronic illness or terminal illness, I'm really looking out for your caregiver, because it's hard to take care of another person. And money makes it a little bit easier, because you can hire professionals to come in and help care for you and or your loved one that needs it. So this is crucial. Whether you're 40 or you're 70, we want to understand, you know, how are we going to pay for it if we need it? We don't want to liquidate everything. We don't want to run through all of your accounts. I've told this story before too, Mark. I mean, my family, we've had the same issue in the fact that my grandmother, she had breast cancer, and she would have to go from Beeville, Texas to Corpus to see her doctors. And I mean, she needed care 24 hours a day, and she needed a driver to take her there. She, heaven forbid, she went into a nursing home or anything like that. So we had to have people 24 hours a day taking care of her, either at her house, driving her, taking care of her, because she was sick with cancer. And, you know, it lasted for 3 years. Well, the money didn't last for 3 years. So everyone was pitching in financially to help pay for that. So again, I think that people hear long-term care insurance or insurance and they think, well, I don't need that, or it's too expensive. But it could cost you a lot more if you don't look into really how it would work and how it plays a part into your overall wealth management plan.
Glad you're with us today for the Texas Financial Advisory Show with Brooklyn Chandler-Willey, the president and CEO of Texas Financial Advisory. I'm Mark Elliott. We're going to give you an opportunity to get a white paper on some of the top retirement planning issues. All you have to do is text the word retirement to 844-832-7469. Healthcare is certainly one of those planning issues you've got to think about. There's a lot of different areas. So we're giving people the opportunity. And this is kind of a new thing we're starting, that, you know, a lot of people are texting today. Thought, why don't we do some of that? We've got all this information at Brooklyn's fingertips there at Texas Financial Advisory, just to help you educate yourself so you know, have a little bit better understanding of some of the things you need to be aware of heading into retirement. So this white paper is Top Retirement Planning Issues. All you have to do is text the word retirement to 844-832-7469, and we'll get that sent right out to you. Again, text the word retirement to 844-832-7469. I'm Mark Elliott. Glad you're with us today for the Texas Financial Advisory Show. We're talking about questions that you really need to be prepared about to see how ready you are for retirement, to give yourself confidence and clarity when it comes to your retirement picture. And Brooklyn, I think we've done this show now for about 5 years. And when we started this, Fidelity has done studies on what the average 65-year-old couple needs for retirement. They started this study back in 2002, and the average 65-year-old couple needed, above and beyond Medicare, out-of-pocket expenses, about $160,000 for the rest of their life. Now, if you put that into, I think when you think about, wow, $160,000 just for healthcare, but if you say the next 20 to 30 years, it's not as crazy as it seems. Well, 5 years ago, when Brooklyn and I started the show together, that number by Fidelity was $220,000. Today, the average 65-year-old couple retiring and needs for the rest of their life out-of-pocket expenses for healthcare is $280,000 to $300,000. So, Brooklyn, when you think about it, I've got a buddy of mine that's 57, golfing buddy, and a year ago we got congestive heart failure. Well, that's not a good thing to have at 56. Well, at 57, he now got a new heart just about a month ago. Crazy to think that they took his heart out and put in a different heart. Amazing. And so it's a challenge for sure, but he's got a better hope for the future anyway with the new heart. But I can't even imagine if he didn't have insurance, how much that would cost.
Yeah, no, we had a client that had emergency, it was like a spinal surgery, and her bill was $80,000 that they sent. It was a 30-minute surgery, and they sent a bill to her insurance company for $80,000. So I don't understand the cost associated with medical expenses, but it can be totally detrimental if we don't have an understanding of how we're going to cover things, right? And now we live in a time where there's cures for things, right? And so we are living longer. We're more aware and in tune to our health. And so we always joke that 60 is the new 40. And so we got to take care of you. And that means also understanding it's going to take money to take care of you. So how are we going to do this? Are we going to earmark money? Are we going to self-insure? Are we going to buy insurance for it? And this is kind of like if we were going to sign a directed to physician or a living will. I would rather talk to you about your long-term care, home health care, medical needs when you're healthy than when you're sick, right? And so just like if we were going to sign a living will or a directive to physician that would instruct your doctor to keep you plugged in or pull the plug, you need to sign that and have it executed when you're healthy, not when you're, right before you're in a coma or something like that. So again, these are not the fun things about adulting, but it is something to have a conversation about. And we do it all the time. We're pros at it, Mark.
Yeah, you know, you think about it, when those numbers we throw out that are crazy when you think about it, $280,000 to $300,000 out-of-pocket expenses, but we're not talking about long-term care expenses with those numbers. That would be on top of that. And if you think about it, if you're going to have a 30-year retirement, which is more and more common today, you retire at 65, you pass away at 95, that's 30 years in retirement. And if you said it was $300,000, well, you're talking less than $10,000 a year. The challenge is if you have a big expense, obviously, but long-term care is a totally different animal. And you were talking life insurance earlier and the living benefit usage of life insurance, Brooklyn. Life insurance and annuities do have the ability, because the old long-term care insurance, not very many companies are doing those anymore. People don't want to do the use it or lose it type insurance anymore. So there's more and more options today, aren't there?
Yeah, definitely. And again, that goes back to the advancement in the financial products and the forward thinking, if you will, with these insurance companies. They want to be able to attract those dollars, so they're making these products that work in your favor. So it's worth the 30 minutes to consider it and to kind of weigh the options there to figure out if it's going to bring you value. Again, we talk kind of generally on our show, Mark, and I think it's great. We've got listeners that listen for years, and they get a good foundation. But the amount of information I think that they acquire by just taking a leap of faith and giving us a call, coming in for a no-cost, no-obligation consultation to discuss their particular needs, I really, the feedback I get is that they get a lot of clarity, and they, you don't know what you don't know. And there's just in that short amount of time, we can make a lot of headway and help you not make some of the same mistakes we've seen other people make. And so if you'd like that opportunity, we have allocated on our calendar here enough for 10 people to give us a call. So the first 10 callers on our show today, that number is 844-832-7469. That's 844-TFA-SHOW. If you save more than $250,000 towards your retirement, give us a call, or you can text VISIT to 844-832-7469. That's 844-TFA-SHOW. And then, as always, you can, of course, visit our website, texasfinancialadvisory.com. A lot of more information on there, videos that you can watch and old shows that you can listen to of Mark and I. If you just really can't fall asleep tonight and you want to hear about the impact of inflation, or what other stimulating conversations have we had?
They're always stimulating. The problem is, if you listen to it trying to go to sleep, it'll probably get you so engaged that you'll be up all night.
Or anxiety.
So again, we're giving you the opportunity, just because more and more people are using texting now, and some people don't really like to talk to people. It's kind of a strange thing. You go to our, and I've got a senior in high school. Brooklyn's got some kids, certainly got three of them. And when they sit around with their friends, half the time they're texting. And hopefully they would talk to somebody at some point. But we're giving you the opportunity, as Brooklyn said. You can also text the word VISIT if you'd like to come in and sit down with Brooklyn and the team at Texas Financial Advisory. So text the word VISIT to 844-832-7469. Text the word VISIT, 844-832-7469. We're going to take a little break from these big questions you need to think about when it comes to how prepared you are for retirement. We'll get back to it in our final segment. But coming up next, it's our lifestyle segment. We're going to talk about, do people want to downsize? Do they want to move into the RV? Do they want to cruise the world and get rid of their home? What are people doing when it comes to their retirement living? That's what we're going to talk about right after this. This is the Texas Financial Advisory Show with Brooklyn Chandler-Willey, the president and CEO of Texas Financial Advisory.
When was the last time you set an alarm clock for your day off from work? A day off from work. But wait, in just the next couple days, your alarm's going to go off and it's back to the grind. What if every day could feel like your day off from work? It can, but you should start making plans today. I'm Brooklyn Chandler-Willey, CEO of Texas Financial Advisory, and I'm your everyday can be your day off retirement professional. We can help you make plans to have the income you need to retire and stay retired. Imagine waking up every morning without an alarm. Is it your day off? It sure feels like it. If that's the kind of retirement you want, call your everyday can be your day off advisor right now at 844-TFA-SHOW. We will help you put together a TFA Financial Freedom Roadmap so you can have that day off feeling every day of the week. Call 844-TFA-SHOW right now.
Investment advisory services offered through Global Financial Private Capital, LLC, an SEC-registered investment advisor. Glad you're with us today for the Texas Financial Advisory Show with Brooklyn Chandler-Willey. Brooklyn, the president and CEO of Texas Financial Advisory, offices in San Antonio, New Braunfels, and Victoria. You can find out more about Brooklyn and the team on the website, texasfinancialadvisory.com. You can also find out about the live events she puts on around the area. There's no cost to attend. You just have to sign up because seating is limited in most situations. texasfinancialadvisory.com, texasfinancialadvisory.com. I'm Mark Elliott. We're talking about questions today you need to ask yourself about how prepared you are for retirement. So we've talked about income. How many income sources will you have to replace those paychecks that are no longer coming in? When and how are you going to take Social Security? What about health care, long-term care? Have you thought about that? Well, we're going to move away from those topics right now. We're going to talk about where are you going to live when it comes to your retirement. Brooklyn, I would think most people want to stay in their home. Would that be a fair assessment?
You know, I think I've seen it's across the board. I mean, we have people that want to stay in their home, but we have people that want to have some sort of kind of lock and leave situation where they can just go and travel. And so I think it just depends obviously on the person and the personality, but it's incredible to see all the different options that are out there. I mean, we have clients that live in the 55 and older communities. We have clients that, like I said, have those lock and leave situations that they don't have to worry about mowing the yard and they've got, you know, the wherever the complex that they live in, be it a condo or a townhouse or something like that, takes care of it. I read an article about a couple that did the math on staying in, I think it was the Holiday Inns across the United States, and it was cheaper.
It was $53 a night. It was a little over $19,000 for the year. Yeah.
Exactly. And they just did that. We have people that live in an RV. Now, those RVs can get really pricey. I've seen some pretty incredible RVs. And so you might want to rein yourself in on those guys. But, and then this was something else that I saw on Facebook, Mark, and I actually did it. There was this house in Italy, and the family was trying to sell it, and it was out in the middle of the countryside in Italy. And in order to kind of get a better, I guess, population of people vying for the house, they set up a raffle where you could buy a raffle ticket for like $100, and whatever ticket was pulled would get the whole estate there in Italy. And so that's
you're packing? You're packing?
No,
and
not yet.
Ready to go?
Not yet.
No.
I need to check. I don't know when the raffle is. I think we've seen people move back in with their kids. We have a lot of clients that have multiple houses, you know, a house in Costa Rica, a house in San Antonio, a house in Colorado. So I think with the advancement that with the internet and Airbnbs and these kind of turnkey complexes, you've got a lot of options. It's just, it goes back to what we talked about at the beginning of our show. It's income. How are you going to pay for it? Right.
You know, and we talk about downsizing a lot, but I would imagine every once in a while you get people that actually upsize. Kids are gone.
Well,
don't have to pay for the kids anymore. Hey, we got a little bit more money. Let's get a little nicer home where the kids can come visit us.
Well, I mean, we've seen everything, but I think that also people, when they think they're downsizing, let's talk about that, because I hear more, I want to downsize than I want to upsize. But if they go to downsize, maybe they're downsizing in square footage, but they're moving into an area that's more expensive to live in. So they're getting a smaller home for the same amount of money that they were in a larger home. Their taxes are higher. So there's pros and cons to that, especially in the area where we live. You know, real estate in and around South Texas and Central Texas has just continually to tick up, and the cost of land and all of that. And so really, you know, there's a lot of options out there. It's just opening your mind to what makes sense. But what I really want to communicate, and again, I know I'm going against the grain of Dave Ramsey and whatever, you know, internet guru advice you're getting, but it's okay to have a mortgage in retirement. If you have a home and you have if it's paid off, that doesn't mean that you're living, you know, you're living expense free. That house still has expenses associated with it. And so we're still in a very low mortgage rate environment. I'd rather you have a mortgage than use your own investments and throw it at the walls of your home. Because if you ever wanted to leave or you wanted to do something, you can't go take a withdrawal from your brick and mortar home to go on a trip, right? And so I think that's one thing that we really try and help clients kind of get over that hump, that it's okay to have a mortgage in retirement. As long as we have the income, who really cares? You don't get judged on whether your house is paid off or not. When you're on that cruise ship, people aren't like, well, you know, they're only here because their house is paid off. I mean, that's not it at all. So again, it's understanding how to leverage the power of money. And that's where our wealth management plan works for clients, because we're looking at things from all different angles. We're not just saying, here's a mutual fund, sign here, or here's an annuity, sign here. That's not it at all. It's about, what are we trying to achieve? What's the purpose? Where are we trying to get to? And then I can help you figure out how, you know, what to use to get to that end result. Mark, what I put together, though, for our listeners today, if you want if you're one of those check the box kind of people and you want a nice hard and fast checklist, you can text the word checklist to our number here at 844-832-7469. That's 844-TFA-SHOW. And we've come up with a pretty good checklist of retirement income planning steps that you need to take. And so, and one of those things is deciding about how you're going to live, where you're going to live in retirement, the cost of living for that retirement home. So again, that's checklist to 844-832-7469, 844-TFA-SHOW.
Brooklyn Chandler-Willey, the president and CEO of Texas Financial Advisory. Glad you're with us today for the Texas Financial Advisory Show. I'm Mark Elliott. We're going to get back to our topic about the four questions you need to ask yourself about retirement preparedness. But right now we're talking about really your living arrangements when it comes to retirement. You know, Brooklyn, my grandparents did the thing where you move into an apartment in a retirement community, basically. And it was, you know, their apartment opened up inside, you know, to the cafeteria and the game room and all that kind of stuff. And the strategy was they're going to be in that one. Then they're going to move to the little bit more help area and then to the real help area. Neither one of my grandparents made it that far. Both of them, my granddad had a heart issue. He passed away. My grandmother was on insulin. She was a diabetic. And her eyesight was going, but she was one of those independent people that I don't need your help and just going. And we think she gave herself an extra dose and she passed away in the kitchen of that apartment. But we're seeing that as well, aren't you? You know, you said the different community types, but you do have the ones now where you go to the one area where you're really active still, but you don't want to deal with all the stuff in the yard and the home and all that. And then you're kind of in your own apartment within that community. Then you move to the assisted living and then obviously to the end of life hospice type care. Do you have much of that with your clients at Texas Financial Advisory that are looking for the community type environment?
Yeah. And so interesting enough, I've mentioned this on the show before. My husband is in the commercial construction industry, and one of their clients that are have hired them here in San Antonio, they're building kind of a complex that will have some, I believe, some like on-site living for seniors, but it's a community complex that you can go and they're going to have doctors there, physical therapists. While you're doing that, you can have your laundry done, meals. There's, you know, exercise, yoga, and all that stuff. And it's a complex called Bien Vivir. And so that's an interesting thing that's going to be coming here to the San Antonio area. But I think that people are trying to get the best of both worlds. They still want their privacy. They like their home. They like their stuff. But they want the community aspect. And so I think that's probably filling the need. But then again, we've got clients that love their neighborhoods, that you can't be there unless you're 55 and up. And, you know, it's senior active living. And then you move into the senior not so active living. But the options, there are a lot of options, but it's also knowing how to afford it. And so that's something we can help you with to kind of clarify so that you don't run out of money before you run out of life.
You know, Brooklyn, a lot of, I think the, I don't know whether you'd call them psychologists, I suppose, that say that one of the keys to living a long, fruitful life is your social interaction with people. And that's kind of the gist behind some of these retirement communities is you have the opportunity to meet new people, new friends, and have people to go do things with. Because when you do get older, you know, my mom is 82. She's always talking about, well, I get the paper for the obituaries to see if any of my friends have passed away, you know, kind of a thing. And it's a different, I mean, we're all going to get to that point, I suppose, hopefully, that we get to that. But being socially active is kind of what keeps us going. There are people, I suppose, that can be a hermit and live out and have no interaction with anybody. But the people that do live the longest and the happiest lives tend to be those that are really social.
Yeah, are social, but active, and not just physically active, mentally active. You know, the clients that will sit there and do the crossword puzzles and play the card games, that adds years to your life.
Brooklyn, do you ever play bridge?
I have never
played bridge in my life. And my grandparents, that's what they always used to do. They play bridge. I don't even know what bridge is.
Bridge too. I don't either.
Yeah. It's a
Although
generational
I'm kind
thing.
Of in this, yeah, I'm in this kick though, Mark, just to bring back the old school games with my kids. So I've got like the Uno and the Connect Four, the board games.
Yeah.
Like I'm in this whole get off your iPad, sit here, here's some Uno. I don't really know how to play yet. I got to read the instructions. I can't remember.
I played that. Yeah.
But
it was fun.
I'm in this whole kick right now. We'll see how long it lasts.
What's the one where you have to put your foot on the color or the number?
Twister.
Yeah. Did you put that one back into play?
We have Twister. Okay. I got them all.
Okay. Well, good.
It's kind of a little bit of a shopping spree at Walmart.
Okay.
I started grabbing. I was like, oh, yes.
I remember that.
I had this vision of my child being, you know, 20 and in college, and then being like, you never have done that. You've never done Twister. You've never played Uno. And you know,
you're taking care of that right now.
Right.
Perfect.
We're done. Checklist. So back to serious stuff, Mark.
That was serious. Uno and Twister. That is serious. It's about
serious
living.
Serious fun.
Yes.
Serious fun.
Exactly.
But what we're trying to communicate to our clients is, I think here at Texas Financial Advisories, we really think outside the box. It's not just about the mutual fund, the insurance contract, the annuity, the CD, the real estate. It's about a plan. And so creating and then implementing and, of course, periodically revisiting that strategy will maximize your overall retirement assets. Now, that can lead to a complex set of challenges, and these are challenges that you don't want to put in the hands of just anyone. So we've set aside 10 options on our calendar for our listeners to call in to meet with myself or one of my advisors. If you'd like that opportunity, you have three ways to get a hold of us. You can call us at 844-832-7469. That's 844-TFA-SHOW. If you are a busy person and you don't want to have a conversation right now on Sunday, you can text VISIT to that same number, 844-832-7469. And then fall back is you can visit our website, texasfinancialadvisory.com. I don't really care how you do it. It's just that you take that first step and raise your hand and say, hey, I kind of would like a second opinion, or I don't know what I'm doing. I hope I'm doing it right. Can you help me out? Or I'm a little overwhelmed and I don't know where to get started. I've heard it all. So you probably cannot surprise me. Again, that number is 844-832-7469. That's 844-TFA-SHOW.
And you can also, as Brooklyn said, you can text the word VISIT to that same number, 844-832-7469. We're going to get back to the things you really need to be thinking about to determine how prepared you are for retirement. We're going to talk about inflation maybe in the next segment, because that's certainly part of an income. You need that increasing income as you move forward in retirement. We're going to start, though, with taxes. Brooklyn and the team at Texas Financial Advisory can help you with tax prep. They can also help you with tax strategy. Do we need to be concerned about taxes? Brooklyn, I'm not working anymore. My taxes will be lower in retirement. Is that true? Maybe. We'll find out. Stay with us. This is the Texas Financial Advisory Show with Brooklyn Chandler-Willey, the President and CEO of Texas Financial Advisory.
When was the last time you set an alarm clock for your day off from work? Ah, a day off from work. But wait, in just the next couple days, your alarm's going to go off and it's back to the grind. What if every day could feel like your day off from work? It can, but you should start making plans today. I'm Brooklyn Chandler-Willey, CEO of Texas Financial Advisory, and I'm your everyday can be your day off retirement professional. We can help you make plans to have the income you need to retire and stay retired. Imagine waking up every morning without an alarm. Is it your day off? It sure feels like it. If that's the kind of retirement you want, call your everyday can be your day off advisor right now at 844-TFA-SHOW. We will help you put together a TFA Financial Freedom Roadmap so you can have that day off feeling every day of the week. Call 844-TFA-SHOW right now.
Investment advisory services offered through Global Financial Private Capital, LLC, an SEC registered investment advisor. Glad you're with us today for the Texas Financial Advisory Show. I'm Mark Elliott, here with well-respected retirement specialist Brooklyn Chandler-Willey of Texas Financial Advisory. Offices in San Antonio, New Braunfels, and Victoria. And of course, if you'd like to find out more about Brooklyn and the team, you can always go to the website, texasfinancialadvisory.com. You want to find out about the live events that Brooklyn and the team put on throughout the area. No cost to attend. You just have to sign up. Seating is limited in most situations. TexasFinancialAdvisory.com. We're talking today about how prepared are you for retirement? Have you thought about your income sources that will replace your paychecks that are no longer coming in when you're in voluntary unemployment, retirement? So there's a lot of things when it comes to income you've got to think about. What about health care, long-term care? Have you thought about that? Well, now we're going to talk about some other areas. And Brooklyn, I know your company now, Texas Financial Advisory, you do tax prep and tax strategy. And I'm thinking, Brooklyn, I'm going into retirement. That means I'm not getting a paycheck anymore. I know my taxes are going to be lower. Why do I need to be concerned about taxes?
Well, So something that if you've listened to our show before or you visit our website, TexasFinancialAdvisory.com, you'll find that we not only are fiduciaries, but we also are a very tax-centric firm. And the reason we are, everything kind of revolves around that because, I mean, I don't want to just work so hard on your investments to turn around and cost you more in taxes. We've got to have kind of a balance there. And then we are always looking at proactive strategies when it comes to taxes and legal loopholes in order to put more money back in your pocket. And so I think the mindset that you will pay less taxes in retirement isn't so true anymore, because I find that people need the same amount of income, if not more, especially right when they retire. And if your only option for income is to come from your 401k, your thrift savings plan, your pension, all those dollars are taxable. And you're kind of set up for failure in that, because you're enticed from you need to save money, put money away. The IRS isn't going to make you pay tax on it now, but there's still a date with the devil. You still got to pay the tax. And even if you die, there's still tax due. So I think understanding how all of those things work, what's federal tax, what's capital gains, what's, how to structure all that. It's been interesting as we've exited this tax season to see the tax returns with this is our first season to see the new Trump tax brackets in place, right? The 2018 tax season. And so I think that we've seen kind of a mixed emotion when it comes to the new tax brackets. And again, it's understanding how they work. If you ask me, are they better? I think there's a discount. It is, taxes are on sale right now. But if you don't know how to work it, then you're really not going to understand it. And it just seems very overwhelming.
Brooklyn, really, when you think about it, as you brought up, the fact that most of us today, because pensions have gone away for most of us, which means we're in the 401k, 403b, 457, thrift savings plan type of retirement world. And that 401k, none of that money has been taxed yet. But the IRS says at the age of 70 and a half, we have to start taking money out, the required minimum distributions. There might be an opportunity, because of the low tax bracket system we're in right now, to maybe take some of that out of the 401k. And most companies allow you to do that, take a little bit more control of your 401k when you hit the age of 59 and a half. And I don't know why the IRS and the government love the halves, because RMDs are at 70 and a half. You get control of your retirement accounts at 59 and a half, but that's what they do. But we can start maybe even transferring some of that tax deferred money, pay the taxes on it now, because taxes, we're only $22 trillion in debt as a nation, and it's going up, which means you would think down the road taxes might be higher. It might be an opportunity for some.
Definitely. And we've been doing a lot of forward thinking tax planning with our clients, because this has been an interesting career, Mark, in the fact that I have a tax practice within my investment firm. And I did not study tax in college.
Study political science, business, and Spanish. And of course, you are a lawyer. You have your Juris Doctorate from the St. Mary's School of Law.
Right. But when it comes to tax prep, I'm street smart.
Okay. Street smart. That's where your Spanish comes in.
School of Hard Knocks. I'm just kidding. But the more I've learned about taxes, I respect the professionals involved in tax preparation. It's crucial in conjunction with my investment and estate planning side of things. And so,
yeah, but wouldn't you say one of the big deals about what you do for your clients is that the CPA, and we go do your taxes, which is the tax prep part of your company, is we're looking backwards. Mm-hmm. When it comes to retirement planning, we're looking forwards when it comes to tax strategy.
Right. And that's why we have a tax practice here, because for me to look forward, I need someone to help implement what we've done. And so it's a partnership, right? And now you don't have to use us for tax preparation. And we are more than happy to work with your beloved CPA and tax preparer. We want to pull them into the fold to explain what we're doing, because they are so busy being historical record keepers. Like, there's no way they can look forward and say, okay, now this is what you should do. And I used to get frustrated. Like, I wish you would think that CPA would tell them this, or you would, well, there's no way they can. I mean, one, they don't have the time. And then two, it's also the liability aspect of it. And so, you know, again, I think you have to have that partnership. And that's why on my firm, I've brought in two tax certified tax professionals here that help us implement or have the conversation with your current professional. So it's part of our relationship management piece here at Texas Financial Advisory. It's not just about the relationship with our clients, but it's the relationship with the professionals involved. Everybody that's on the team working together in order to put more money back in your pocket, get you to and through retirement without running out of money before you run out of life. So, Mark, what we have done is we have another white paper for our listeners today, because I know this is just, they're going to like be scrambling for the phone at this point, and they're going to really want this white paper because it is about tax. So if you would like the tax white paper and tax planning, all you need to do is text the word tax, T-A-X, to our number here at Texas Financial Advisory. That's 844-832-7469. That's 844-TFA-SHOW. And again, that word is tax. And you can get kind of a synopsis of tax planning while you're working and then for when you are retired. Again, that number is 844-832-7469.
So, Brooklyn, we've got a little bit over a minute left, a minute and a half or so. Maybe talk about what happens when people come in and sit down with you just to maybe ease their tension level just a little bit.
Sure. Again, you will get an agenda before you come to our meeting, along with a suggested list of documents that you should probably bring along or be aware of when you come in. But really what that first opportunity to meet with you is about is to figure out what's going on, what's keeping you up at night. You know, are you doing enough to be able to retire? Could you be tweaking some things? Or if you've already retired, how your investments or estate set up, is it the right way for you? Or does it need to be what we call enhanced in order to mitigate some taxes or provide a better cash flow for you. So it's about figuring out what you want. And that's why we offer that opportunity, because sitting face to face with a live human being can create a lot of traction, and we can get a lot of things done pretty quickly. So if you'd like that opportunity and you've saved more than $250,000 towards your retirement, give us a call at 844-832-7469. That's 844-TFA-SHOW. And if you're like me and you don't ever even use your cell phone to make phone calls, you can text us the word visit to 844-832-7469. That's 844-TFA-SHOW. And we can give you some options via text on what would work for you and your schedule. Again, that number is 844-832-7469. And if you don't remember any of that, you can always go to our website at texasfinancialadvisory.com. A lot of great information on there. You can link up with our social media, where we just put a bunch of videos out there that you can watch some short clips. And they're actually questions, Mark, that I recorded from our radio listeners that will send in questions to us. And so we created, I want to say it's like 40 different videos that we're putting out on our website that you can just get all the answers to your burning questions about income planning, tax planning, estate planning. And that is texasfinancialadvisory.com.
All matters discussed during this show are for informational purposes only. Opinions expressed are solely those of Texas Financial Advisory and staff. All topics covered are believed to be from reliable sources. However, Texas Financial Advisory makes no representations as to its accuracy or completeness. Topics should be discussed with your individual advisor prior to implementation. Any comments regarding safe and secure investments and guaranteed income streams refer only to fixed insurance products. They do not refer in any way to securities or investment advisory products. Advisory services offered through J.W. Cole Advisors, Inc. fixed insurance and annuity product guarantees are subject to the claims-paying ability of the issuing company and are not offered by J.W. Cole Advisors, Inc. J.W. Cole does not offer tax or legal advice. Texas Financial Advisory and JWCA are unaffiliated entities. Individuals are advised to consult with their own CPA and/or attorney regarding all tax and legal matters. Individuals should thoroughly review the contract for specific details of the product features and costs. Income payments and withdrawals from deferred annuities are generally taxable as ordinary income in the year they are taken.
When was the last time you set an alarm clock for your day off from work? Ah, a day off from work. But wait, in just the next couple days, your alarm's gonna go off and it's back to the grind. What if every day could feel like your day off from work? It can, but you should start making plans today. I'm Brooklyn Chandler-Willey, CEO of Texas Financial Advisory, and I'm your everyday can be your day off retirement professional. We can help you make plans to have the income you need to retire and stay retired. Imagine waking up every morning without an alarm. Is it your day off? It sure feels like it. If that's the kind of retirement you want, call your everyday can be your day off advisor right now at 844-TFA-SHOW. We will help you put together a TFA Financial Freedom Roadmap so you can have that day off feeling every day of the week. Call 844-TFA-SHOW right now.
Investment advisory services offered through Global Financial Private Capital, LLC, an SEC-registered investment advisor.